At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello and welcome to the very first edition of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with Josh Applebaum. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. You can find me on Twitter at Josh_insights. And the goal of this podcast each day is basically to get you guys ready, get the VSiN listeners ready for the next day of games, to talk about trends that we're seeing across the gambling sports betting marketplace, to talk about sports betting legalization, and basically just to talk about the contrarian philosophy, hopefully give betting education tips, just little tips and strategies per sport to help you guys make money. In the end, that is the goal. So the first thing I want to get to before we break down the NFL Week 4 slate, it was a historic day for underdogs, which we'll get to in a second. Just want to remind everyone, you can read the market insights every single day in the VSiN newsletter. You can just go to vsin.com/newsletter, sign up for free. It is completely free. If it helps you win a bet, hey, tell your friends to download it as well and to submit your email, and we'll send that to you in the first thing in the morning. Hopefully get you started. A lot of sharps hit games early. Maybe when you were sleeping, they were getting down hard on a spot. So hopefully we can pinpoint some games that are receiving sharp action. And I think the goal of the daily newsletter is to not only prep our viewers for the next day, highlight some games, but really get people thinking about, you know, betting numbers, not teams. The importance of contrarian betting, which we'll get to in a second. Learning how to read line movement. You know, I think, you know, everyone wants to be sharp, you know, and everyone starts off as a square. I think square is a, you know, it's a pejorative term. Some people, you know, it sounds like you're being mean, but really square to me, it's not a mean term. It just means, you know, you're new, you're green, you're green behind the ears. You haven't been in betting too long. And I remember when I first got into betting, I made every single mistake that I now know how to avoid. And I didn't learn it overnight. It took me a lot of time betting on sports, breaking it down, analyzing it. But square is also known as recreational bettors, casual bettors, average Joes. You know, everyone starts off as a square. The goal is to get 1% sharper every single day, learn from your mistakes, and just take it one day at a time. But the one thing that I found betting on sports over the last about 12 years now is that it's a long-term sprint. You know, sorry, it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a long-term investment. You just got to keep grinding. And really the key is, you know, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. You got to have realistic expectations. You know, you're not going to win, you know, 80% of your games, 70% of your games, even 60% of your games. The best cappers in the world are 60%. You got to remember, to beat the juice, which is that tax, Vigorous, the commission you have to pay to the books for them to accept your bet, you got to win 52.38% of your bets if you're talking about just standard minus 110 juice. So realistic expectations, you know, try to win 53% of your bets, 55% of your bets. You know, I think in any other avenue, you'd say 53%, 55%. That's terrible. But no, sports betting, that makes you a successful, sharp bettor. So as always, we'll talk about this. I think another part of the VSiN Market Insights podcast, we're always going to talk about contrarian betting. There's a reason why, and we'll get to that in a second. Also being on the sharp side of every play. That means being with those professional bettors who win at a high rate, have a long track record of success, have the respect of the books, the sharp guys, the wise guys. Those are the guys who move lines. And what I learned a long time ago is that, you know, there's two ways to bet on sports if you want to be successful, in my opinion. Number one is you're a true sharp. So what that means is, you know, you're breaking on the games. You've been in the game a long time. You're very stats, analytics, you know, data-based, and you create your own numbers, your own power rankings. You set your own lines. You have inside intel. Everyone loves a nice little inside intel source play, as we like to call it. But really, you're working hard nonstop. A professional bettor, too, to me, is someone who they don't have any other job. You know, it's not like you're working as a school teacher during the day and you're a pro bettor at night. You're not a fireman and then come home, you know. And it, basically, what I'm getting at is a professional bettor makes a living based on betting on sports. So live, eat, breathe sports. And I think the other thing you got to look at here is, you know, there are not many professional bettors. I think I've read some things where, you know, out of, you know, maybe 2% of all bettors are professional. So the goal is, if you're professional, that's great. You're setting your own lines. You're comparing your lines to what the books open at. If you see a big discrepancy, you're going to get down hard. Maybe your numbers say, you know, Patriots are playing the Jets. Patriots should be a 14-point favorite. The line opens at 13. Boom, I hit the Pats because I see value there. Another thing about sharps, they bet numbers, not teams. They have no bias. Cover up the names of the teams. They bet based on value. They're disciplined. They're fearless. And really, if they don't see an edge, they don't get down. Where I think as a lot of new bettors, you know, it's Monday Night Football. We got to bet it. This game's on TV. We got to bet it. It's my favorite team. I got to bet it. But knowing when to lay off is just as important as, you know, as knowing when to get down on a game. But long story short, you're either a professional bettor, the way I see it, or to be a successful bettor, you got to learn how to read the market. You know, there are guys doing all the work moving these lines who are pros, who are sharps. But if you don't know how to set your own algorithms, if you didn't go to MIT, you know, if you didn't, you know, go to Harvard, you can still be a wise guy. And in my opinion, in order to be a wise guy, you got to learn how to read the market. It's just like you're, you know, trading stocks on Wall Street. You're looking at numbers. You're looking at markets. You're looking at, to me, the two questions you always got to ask are, one, where is the public? Two, where is the sharp action? And if you can answer those two questions, you're going to be a successful bettor over the long term. So learning how to read line movements, you know, we'll get to all this. I know I'm throwing a lot at you guys at the beginning, but I just kind of want to let you have an idea of what we're going to be talking about on this podcast. Obviously, we're going to get down, talk about a lot of games, contrarian betting, how to identify sharp action. And hopefully, we'll open it to questions at some point. But I'm really honored to now be hosting this, and I'm super excited about it. So without further ado, let's get started. So yesterday, absolutely incredible day, week four of the NFL. We saw just an insane day for dogs. Dogs went 9-3 against the spread. You had 7 outright victories: the Panthers, the Raiders, the Browns, the Titans, the Bucks, the Jags, and the Saints. And really, the reason why contrarians had a great day, not only did these dogs bark, but they barked in the most heavily bet lopsided games of the day. So Patriots, Bills, everyone's on the Patriots, Bills covered. Chiefs, Detroit Lions, everyone's on Chiefs, Detroit Lions covered. Cowboys, Saints, Sunday Night Football, everyone on the Cowboys, Saints won outright. So we're going to talk about this, but you know, how to identify sharp action. I want to go over some of these plays because I think, you know, when you win a bet, you say great, you put it in your back pocket, you move on to the next, you don't really learn anything. To me, it's when you lose, or it's when you do your homework, find an edge, and it wins, you know, those situations. But mostly it's when you lose that you learn a lot. At least me personally, I found that out. But if we just talk about a macro level, you know, NFL betting so far, this is crazy. So thanks to our friends at BetLab Sports, who they have a great database of games. You can look at trends, stats since 2003 or 2005, depending on the sport. But underdogs in the NFL this year, if you're driving, pull over to the side of the road, I'm going to tell you something crazy. Underdogs in the NFL are 38-23 against the spread. That's a 62.3% cover rate. $100 better, taking every dog from opening night, that first game, and it was a good sign when the Packers beat the Bears, Da Bears. $100 better, taking every single one up until tonight's Monday Night Football game, will be up over $1,200. So just a great sign here for dogs. We've highlighted it. You know, I'm lucky enough to go on the Lombardi line each week, and highly recommend you guys tune in. It's on NESN. You can stream it on VSiN.com. It's everywhere. But we talk about, you know, dogs early in the season, how they have such a big advantage because, you know, teams are healthy. You know, they're optimistic. You don't have a lot of game film. And as a result, you know, there's an element of surprise. And because of that, you know, it levels the playing field, leads to these tighter games. The ironic thing here is I wrote this article for VSiN in the Point Spread Weekly magazine, and it was in the New York Post, and I was talking about how historically you usually see an edge in week four where it starts to go the other way, where favorites start to get better and dogs don't bark as loud. The reason for that is, you know, basically you have these, you know, three game tapes to go off of, and these better teams with better players, better coaching staffs, they're going to pick those game tapes apart. It benefits the better team. But I'm happy to say that wasn't the case. It doesn't. It's not like week four, you know, that it, you know, favorites are 10-0. It's that you just start to see the slow trend go the other way. But still, sports betting, you got to take every game individually. And I think this speaks to being contrarian, staying on the sharp side. We'll talk about ways to identify sharp action. But let's get into why we want to be contrarian. Okay, so I'm a contrarian sports bettor. At the very beginning, when I started betting on sports, I lost all the time. You know, I'm from Massachusetts. I was born in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. I went to the University of Vermont. I moved to Boston with all my friends when I was 21, right when I graduated college. And we bet on sports. We lived in the city. We lived in a bunch of just terrible apartments. My mom used to stop by all the time. She used to call them the den of inequity, which is a great term. I'll never forget. She walked in, and we're betting on sports. We're drinking beer. We're doing stuff we shouldn't do. And she says, what the hell are you guys doing in here? Like Lombardi, Vince Lombardi when he walks in the field, whatever. That's a whole tangent. But I made every mistake. I'm a diehard Boston Bruins fan, Boston Red Sox fan, Boston Celtics fan, New England Patriots fan. We bet on every Boston team every night, all the big name teams. We parlayed everything, which, by the way, don't bet parlays, only once in a blue moon. But I ended up working at Sports Insights, which I got hired. I was an English major, which is funny. I wanted to be a sports writer. Applied to a million jobs. It was the Great Recession in 2009. Couldn't get a job anywhere, so I worked in a bunch of restaurants. I helped open Jerry Remy's Bar and Grill. It's now Tony C's right outside of Fenway. I was a caterer at MIT, just on my grind. But I kept a blog where I talked about Boston sports, betting. And I got hired at Sports Insights, and I basically learned, you know, 21-year-old kid, learning what contrarian betting means and learning just, you know, the way the sports betting industry works. And basically, it finally dawned on me that, you know, if you want to win long term, contrarian is the way to go. Okay, what contrarian means, just in a vacuum and just generally speaking, contrarian means that you're betting against the public. It means going against what the public's doing, what every drunk guy at the bar is betting on, whoever he's rooting for, drinking his Bud Light, Miller Light, screaming at the TV, you want to be on the opposite side. And the reason for that is, number one, more often than not, the public loses. So you have that going for you. You know, if public bettors were successful and made a lot of money, they'd be millionaires. Vegas would go bankrupt. The house always wins. You know, the house always wins for a bunch of different reasons. They have, obviously, a huge edge when it comes to the juice, because you got to pay that, you know, 10-cent, 20-cent juice. But the thing with public bettors is, you know, we're going to talk about this a lot in the VSiN Market Insights podcast. You know, being a data-driven bettor is the way to go, in my opinion. You know, you're looking at opening lines, how a line moves. You're looking at, you know, betting percentages. Where's the public? Where are the sharps? You're looking for reverse line movement, line freezes. You're looking at the most heavily bet games. You're digging into the past. You're looking at trends, matchups, historical data. The public doesn't look at any of that. The public bets based on bias and gut instinct. Public loves to bet home teams because of home field advantage, which is it's real, but it's overrated. Favorites, home team, you know they bet favorites because they want to bet on the better team. You know, if you're going to put your money down in a game, and I totally get it, I used to do this every single time, you want to bet on quote unquote the better team. If you lose betting the better team, you're pissed, but you know, whatever, you got on quote unquote the team that should have won. But the other, and also when it comes to totals, public bettors always want to bet overs because there's a psychological bias toward overs. You want to see a fun, entertaining, high-scoring game, back and forth, lots of points. So the reason why contrarian is so valuable, number one, you can bet against the public. But the real key here is taking advantage of shaded lines or inflated lines, getting better numbers. And as we all know in sports betting, especially in football and basketball, spread sports, over-under sports, getting a half point can be the difference between a win or a loss, push or a loss. So basically what you got to remember is that the odds makers are smart. They're the smartest guys in the world. And they're going to set lines that are, accurate lines based on their numbers, their power rankings, adjusting for different, home field advantage, injuries, weather, matchups. One team has a great D-line, the other team has an awful offensive line. They'll put that, take that into account. But the key here is that they're going to come up with a line, what it should be, but then they're not going to set it in a vacuum. They're going to set that line with public bias in mind. So maybe they, the Patriots should be a 10-point favorite, against, name any team, against the Cincinnati Bengals. The line would probably be higher, actually. But let's just say the Patriots should be a 10-point favorite based on the oddsmakers' numbers. But oddsmakers say, man, the Bengals are terrible. The Patriots are great. We can't set this at 10, even though that might be the accurate line. Let's set it at 12, because no matter what, the public will hammer the Pats. Whether it's 10 or 12, they're going to hammer the Pats. So just by going contrarian, just by backing these dogs, you can take advantage of extra points, inflated lines, getting better numbers. So right by just, buying into the unpopular opinion, and, Warren Buffett talks about this a lot, don't go against the herd mentality. You want to always remember, you want to buy low, you want to sell high. You want to buy on bad news, sell on good news. And you're playing, and the thing I love about betting, it's a never-ending grind. It's a battle. And every single day you enter the arena, you spend all day breaking down the numbers, doing your homework, and then you enter the arena and you sweat that game. But it's a long-term battle. But being contrarian, and I know it's a long-winded intro, but being contrarian is a successful long-term strategy. It's a smart strategy because more often than not, the public loses. The house always wins in the end. You get better numbers. But you don't usually see insane days like yesterday, okay? And I think a lot of new bettors, maybe who listened to us on the Lombardi line, how we talked about, the Bills and the Lions and the Saints, you're saying, wow, I hammer all dogs, I'm become a millionaire. You're not going to become a millionaire, but you're going to turn a profit long term. But the beauty of this is that sometimes you do have these really great days. I don't want expectations to get out of hand. Like every weekend, dogs are going to go 9-3 against the spread. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. But some long-term stats to back this up, according to BetLab Sports, you look since 2003, underdogs, all underdogs in the regular season of the NFL since 2003, they're 2,030 and 1,997. That is an ATS record of 50.4%. So dogs are 50.4% against the spread since 2003. They're down minus 62 units. So a $100 guy is down, $6,000. So you say, that's not very good. You're losing money. However, compare that to favorites. Favorites are 49.6% against the spread. They're minus 115 units. That means a $100 guy betting every favorite will be down over $11,000. So again, on the surface, doesn't seem crazy when you just look at dogs. When you compare them to favorites, you're losing twice as many units betting on favorites. This is the importance of dogs, buying low. The other thing here, you always got to dig deeper. Some trends we always talk about. Number one, divisional dogs versus non-divisional dogs. In the division, dogs play much better because of the built-in familiarity. So divisional dogs, 51% against the spread. You're down 6 units. But non-divisional dogs, 49%, you're down 55 units. The key here, road divisional dogs. We talked about how the public always loves to bet home teams. Home field advantage is real, but it's overvalued. Typically, it's 3 points for the home team. But road divisional dogs, since 2003, 53%, 53.1% against the spread, up 35 units. $100 guy betting every road dog since 2003 is up about $3,500. So we'll get into this. We'll talk about all this. But I always want to stress in the VSiN Market Insights podcast the importance of going contrarian, playing a long game. Yesterday was as good as it gets if you're a contrarian bettor. If you're a public bettor, it was one of your worst days yet. But also for the sportsbooks made a killing yesterday based on all these dogs coming through. The other thing I want to keep in mind, and we'll get to these games in a second, is sports betting legalization. In 2018, Supreme Court, New Jersey, Chris Christie, brought the case years and years ago. Supreme Court overturned PASPA, the federal ban on sports betting. And since that time, we've seen tons and tons of states legalize betting. Obviously, Jersey is the big one. Shout out to the Borgata, who was just an incredible casino, and hope to get down there soon. And we've been working with them. And I know Michael Lombardi is doing Lombardi Line from Borgata, and he's loving it. And he's telling us we got to get down there. It's a beautiful spot. But Jersey's becoming, you know, the Vegas of the East Coast. You have tons and tons of other states who have legalized. I think we're up to maybe 15 states that are legal at this point. So as a result, contrarian betting, in my opinion, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it, but hopefully it should get even better, because now you're having an influx of first-time bettors. The market is getting bigger and bigger, full of new bettors who are going to do the same thing I did when I was betting in my apartment with my buddies Richie and Lars and Fed, betting every favorite, every home team, every over. You know, Warriors are on TV. Warriors are great. They got Steph Curry. I don't care what the line is. Hammer the Warriors. So hopefully betting against the public will pick up, because the public is about to get bigger and bigger, and it's just growing as we speak. Sports betting is getting more popular. The stigma is gone, and now that contrarian value is going to continue to spike, hopefully, with this burgeoning market. But with that being said, what I want to do is just hit on a couple games from yesterday to kind of use it as a blueprint, and then we'll get to Monday Night Football tonight. I think you have a real sharp spot here that we'll talk about for Bengals Steelers. And then we'll do a little outro, and then I'll be hopefully giving you guys this podcast every day, or at least every weekday. That's my goal. But yeah, just talking about yesterday. So again, dogs killed it. Let's hit on a couple dogs that really were just huge spots. So the first one, obviously, KC Detroit. This was one of your most heavily bet games of the day. KC has been a powerhouse, but KC, we saw this line open at 7.5. It stayed at 7.5. It actually fell to 7 at a bunch of books. You know, you had 8 out of 10 bets on KC. Something we'll talk about a lot, but reverse line movement. Reverse line movement is anytime you see a line, doesn't make any sense. Everyone's on KC, you know, 7.5. Why doesn't it go to 8, to 8.5, to 9? You know, anytime you see heavy lopsided betting on one side, but yet the line goes the other way, it goes away from the popular side toward the unpopular side, you know that sharps got down on that unpopular side, created liability for the books, caused that reverse line movement, and Detroit came up huge for contrarian bettors, huge for the books. KC again, massively lopsided play, reverse line move toward Detroit. Detroit ends up losing 34-30, but who cares about winning or losing? All we care about is covering the number. Detroit covered the number. That was a huge hit. Patriots, Buffalo. If you took the under here, we talked about this in Lombardi line. Two great defenses, wasn't too lopsided, about even betting on the total. Open at 43.5, got down to 41.5. Patriots won 16-10, so that under wasn't even a sweat. But Buffalo Bills, we talk about this all the time, divisional dogs. The Bills open as a 7-point dog, some books around 7.5. Similar situation to Detroit, you saw this line fall to Buffalo. So again, you see heavy betting on one side, yet the line doesn't move where it goes to the unpopular side. Dead giveaway. Sharp spot there on Buffalo. Bills ended up losing 16-10, but covered the number. Again, that's all we care about. Divisional dog. We'll also talk about this, low totals. That total was 43.5 down to 41.5. Low totals always benefit dogs, because the fewer amount of points expected to be scored, the less likely it is that favorite covers the number. So it's always something you want to keep in mind. And then my favorite play of the night, Dallas, New Orleans. Obviously, this is a big under. There's actually some sharp betting on the over here. So, you know, it was a public over, a little sharp, but it rose 45.5 up to 47.5. It was not a sweat at all. It was a 12-10 game. But New Orleans, this is another thing about betting against the public. You got to look for these, you know, big spots where the public is heavy on one side and you can go contrarian. But you got to remember, you know, take a step back. What time is this game being played? Is it on TV? When you're going contrarian, you always want to do it in these heavily bet games, TV, nationally televised games. And this was a great situation here where, you know, I think it was an 8:20 game, 8:30 game, primetime game, 8:15, whatever it was, Eastern time. Dallas has been great. Also talking about, you know, betting against teams with good, you know, good records. Dallas, you know, was 3-0, and they're really good against the spread. The switch from Breeze to Bridgewater, you know, based on the injury, public is down on Bridgewater. Again, contrarian, buying low, selling high. Sell high in Dallas, buy low on New Orleans. But this is really my perfect play. I love this play. It was my best play of the day. Dallas open as a 3.5 or a 3-point favorite. public is all over Dallas. You know, 2/3 of bets on Dallas. The line fell to 2.5. So any kind of line move is important, but when it's around a key number, key numbers in football are the most key number is 3, because field goals, your most common margin of victory is 3. So you always want to be on or off a key number. If you're on a favorite, you got to get off it. So it's minus 2.5. That way, a 3-point game you cover. If you're a dog, you got to be on it or get the hook. Getting the hook is huge. That's the extra half point, the 3.5. This is a great spot for New Orleans. You know, it's easier, you know, easy to say now because they won and they covered. But the other thing I always argue with people is, you know, people say, you know, you make a bet, the team you bet on gets blown out. People say that was a terrible pick. Or the flip side, you know, you blindly bet a game and it wins, and people say that was a great pick. That's my personal pet peeve. That's my bugaboo. A game, a bet is never determined based on the outcome of the game. The quality, the strength of a bet is determined before the game starts, based on all the research you're doing, based on whether or not you beat the closing line. So no matter what happens here, if you bet New Orleans plus three and a half, they close at 2.5, Dallas wins by 20, New Orleans was still a sharp bet. You know, it's not the outcome. Don't think the outcome determines how good your bet is. Your bet is determined before the game starts. Just always remember that. And feel free to at me on Twitter, because I will back you up in a battle if anyone tells you otherwise. But again, reverse line movement, Dallas open at 3.5, even, you know, 3 or 3.5, closed at 2.5. Public all over Dallas, yet the line moved to New Orleans. And again, that Sunday night angle where you have that heavily bet game. You know, this game, Sunday night game, Monday night game, Thursday night games, those are your best spots to go contrarian, because that's where those are the games the public flocks to. And they're nationally televised, so always remember that. But then some other huge hits, Carolina. Carolina, you know, only got 1/3 of bets. You had kind of a line freeze there around you know, 5. It did get up to 6 later, but Carolina was a great cover there. Tampa Bay. I laid off Tampa Bay, and I regret it, but Tampa Bay was sharp as hell, 40%. You did see that line fall 10.5 down to 9. The over was insane. They won 55-40. Let's see. The Jaguars, contrarian. Line moved 3 to 2.5 to Jacksonville. Cleveland was a big one. Divisional dog on the road. Inflated line. Public moved that line to Baltimore. Oakland, big one. Contrarian. Huge reverse line movement. Oakland opened at 7. Got down to 6, 5.5. Chicago. We'll talk about this too. Chicago ended up being a dog. Kind of a pick 'em. That one's kind of hard to grade, but that was kind of a fade the trendy dog play for me. I like Chicago. I moneyline them there. And then Tennessee, another undervalued spot. Line open at 5, Atlanta minus 5, got down to 3, 3.5. Tennessee was able to roll there. So I know I'm throwing a lot at you guys, but the goal of this is to learn from, you know, to me, you can't turn the page and start breaking down today's games until you do your due diligence, your research, and look at yesterday's plays, especially in football, because you spend all week breaking down these games. You don't just want to say, oh, I had a good day, I had a bad day, put it behind you and go to the next day. Just spend some time. Monday morning, I always do it. You know, make some coffee. You know, make yourself some cereal, French toast, whatever you got to do. But just pour over these games. You know, see where you won, see where you lost. Try to learn something from it. And to me, the big thing here is contrarian, heavily bet games, line movement, reverse line movement, line freeze. That's what you got to look out for. So that being said, let's talk about tonight. Tonight we have a Monday night game. On the surface, it looks pretty gross. 2-0-3 teams. You got the Cincinnati Bengals going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. No Big Ben. This is the Mason Rudolph Steelers. This game is at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. So just like we're talking about, contrarian spot, heavily bet game. So before we get into what the line opened at, or I'll throw it at you first. So the line opened at Pittsburgh, a 4.5-point home favorite. Okay. Before we talk about line movement, where the public is, where the sharps are at, let's just do a quick breakdown. Of these teams, let me throw some stats at you. So both teams are 0-3. There's actually a good trend on teams that are winless that tend to cover at a higher rate because of that recency bias based on the public. Again, contrarian, the other thing, betting against the public. If a team played terrible last week, that team has value because the public's going to go against them. Team played great, good team to fade because they're going to be overvalued. But Cincy, again, both teams 0-3. Cincy's 2-1 against the spread. Pittsburgh is 1-2. Their points for, points against are pretty much even. You know, since he's averaging 18 points a game on offense, Pittsburgh's averaging 16.3 points on offense. They're both giving up around 27, 28 points per game, so pretty evenly matched. Cincy is 2-0 against the spread on the road. Taking a look at some recent trends, head-to-head matchups, Cincy is 6-1 against the spread their last seven. They're 0-5 straight up, which is funny, so they're losing, but they're covering. I'll take that tonight because we'll get to it in a second, but I am on the Bengals. And then Steelers, the switch to Rudolph. Actually had some value here just based on public thinking. They're totally done without Big Ben. This is a good spot to back the Bengals. Yes, the Bengals. The Bengals are disgusting. Number one, this line, before we even get into the other stuff, this line opened at Pittsburgh Steelers, 4.5-point favorite. Okay? You got to remember, odds makers are awarding roughly 3 points for home field advantage. So if you see a home favorite around 3 points, that odds makers are telling you they're evenly matched teams on a neutral field. This would be a round of pick 'em. Maybe Pittsburgh minus one. So always keep that in mind. First off, heavily bet game. Public is on Pittsburgh tonight. Public's on Pittsburgh because even though they lost Big Ben, they're the Pittsburgh Steelers. They won all those Super Bowls in the 70s. They got a rabid fan base. They won a couple Super Bowls with Big Ben. Even though they lost their star QB, they're still the Pittsburgh Steelers. The public sees that name, sees those colors at home, wants to bet that team. The Bengals are the Bengals. Bengals have been terrible forever. But this plays into your advantage as a contrarian bettor. So game open at Pittsburgh minus 4.5. You have about 2/3 of bets, a little less than that, on Pittsburgh. Public's on Pittsburgh laying the number. But what did we see happen to the spread? Spread open at 4.5. It's down to 3.5. Books who are at 3.5. We'll talk about this too, but reading juice movement. The juice on the 3.5 for Cincy plus 3.5 is like minus 115, minus 120. Anytime you see juice heavy on one side, that's telling you that's the side the book has liability on, and that's predicting the next move. Some books are even down to 3. But again, always remember, if one side is plus 3.5, minus 120, that means the books are making you pay that higher number because that's a side that they have risk on. And what's going to happen is it's probably going to fall to 3. If you flip it the other way, let's just say Pittsburgh was minus 3.5 at minus 120, that means liability is Pittsburgh and the line's probably going to go to 4. So always keep that in mind. Always talk about, shopping for the best line. But this is a sharp spot on Cincy. Pretty clear spot. Cincy is a contrarian dog on the road. Heavily bet game, Monday night football game, extremely heavily bet, tons of public to bet against here. But the big thing here is the reverse line movement. Game open at 4.5, it's now down to 3.5, some books are even at 3. You gotta ask yourself, why are the books dropping this number? If the public's already on Pittsburgh, why are the books dropping this number to hand out a better number for public Pittsburgh backers? Public hit Pittsburgh when they were 4.5. A public bettor now, goes to work, had the Sunday scaries, is back at work, case of the Mondays. They say, damn, I bet Pittsburgh 4.5. They're down to 3.5. Boom, let me double down on Pittsburgh. But no, this is a clear indication. You always want to remember the reverse line movement. Books aren't stupid. They're not here to hand out better numbers, not here to be nice. They're moving the number because they got hit by a lot of wise guys on Cincy. So line fell. Ideal world, you got Cincy at plus 4.5, plus 4. I was able to lock them in at plus 4, so I'm digging that play right there. But reverse line movement towards Cincy. The other thing here is a divisional road dog. Divisional dogs so far this year are 12-7 against the spread. They're 63%. These road divisional dogs, like we talked about at the outset here, 53% against the spread. Also, you're kind of on the border here, but kind of a low total. 44.5 around there. Obviously, totals are picking up, in recent years with fantasy and all the rule changes geared toward, the quarterbacks. But, again, low total, divisional dog on the road. Clear Cincy play here. Public on Pitt. Sharps are on Cincy. Reverse line move on Cincy. Key thing is you got to get the hook here. I really think, you're betting Cincy. You got to get 3.5. 3-point game. You cover that game. The other thing, shopping for the best line. If you are in Vegas, go bet this game at the South Point. South Point is the best casino in Vegas, and those are our guys there. We love them. But shop for the best line. If you're a guy like me living in Massachusetts, you don't have legal betting, I'm still betting, online. Hopefully it gets legalized. Governor Baker, if you're listening, please legalize sports betting. It should be legal. Bring it above board. Get that tax revenue. Repave these roads and help out everybody. Use the tax for schools. Whatever you're going to do. But hey, that's a whole nother story. Yeah, shop for the best line. What that means is don't just bet at whatever book, you know, if you live in Vegas, it's closest to you, or online, you have one account. Open up multiple accounts, have access to more than one book. Go bet this game at the book that gives you the best number. So again, maybe your book only has three, but a book across the street or an online book is at 3.5. Go get that 3.5. Spend the time. You know, again, every little edge in betting that you can create for yourself is going to make a world of difference over the end. So 3.5 with Cincy, that is your sharp play tonight. Now, talking about the total is a little tough for me. So right at the outset, bets are even. I've seen this line rise 43.5 up to 44.5. Some books are at 45. So it looks to me like you got a little sharp action there on the over. Now, the one thing that's giving me a little heartburn is when I dig deeper into this game, the referee, Bill Vinovich. This is another overlooked thing that public bettors don't take too much stock into. I wouldn't bet a game based on a ref. You don't ever want to do that. But, check all your bases. Vinovich, so aside from the total, but the spread, Vinovich, thanks to our friends at BetLab Sports. Vinovich for home teams. Home teams, he's a road ref, basically. Vinovich, home teams are 39-47 against the spread. You're 45%. You're down 10 units. So you got to remember, refs are human. They want to. They have tendencies. Some want to stick it to the home crowd. Some, feel that, those screams and those yells, and they want to, play into the home crowd. They want to be loved. They don't want to get yelled at. Some referees, throw a lot of flags. Some don't. Some want to let them play. So again, don't bet a game only because of this. But Vinovich, cherry on top if you like the Bengals. He's a road ref, but he's also a big under ref. So he's 50-37, the under. When Vinovich is the leader ref, you're up around 9 units. You're 58% to the under. So you do have a ref there, a home ref, a under ref. And then if you take a look, divisional dogs. Divisional dogs tend to play closer or, bigger edge to the under because that familiarity benefits the defense because they know more about the offense, and it's usually these tighter, lower-scoring games. You always remember the Ravens and the Steelers always seem to play these low-scoring games when it was Flacco against Big Ben. But another trend I saw, just digging into this, I created a system where you're looking at unders in division games when both teams missed the playoffs the previous year. It's around 55%, around 54.2%, but up 29 units. It did have a match here on this game here, and so far this system. Again, divisional unders, both teams missed the playoffs. It's 6-0. So 6-0 is great, but again, it's more about the long term. So I kind of like that edge to the under. I'm not going to bet the over now because it's open at 43.5. It's now up to 45. Yeah, you're betting a worse number. You're getting the worst of the number here. So I'm not going to do that. I'm intrigued by the under, just because it's a divisional under. I got an under ref. I have an under system. Both teams missed playoffs. And also, you're getting. Talk about going contrarian. You're getting a couple points here based on that line move up to 44.5, 45. 45.5, I'd entertain that. That is available at the South Point. But that under is definitely intriguing to me. But Bengals in the under in that one. We're definitely going to get to more and more each day with the VSiN Market Insights podcast here. Again, pleasure to host. I really look forward to interacting with you guys and talking about betting. I got so much to talk about, and I really love breaking down these games. That's my absolute funnest thing to do is break down games. And hopefully we'll start some Q&A if you guys want to shoot me some questions, josh@vsin.com. Question about a game, question about contrarian betting, question about sharp action, anything you want to talk about. There's a lot more we got to get to. I want to talk about bankroll management at some point. But yeah, hope that was a good intro. Hopefully you got hooked. And I'm excited to keep doing this. I want to give a special shout out to Brian Musburger and Bill Adi, who have just been incredible. And it's an honor to join the VSiN team and give a little bit of a contrarian voice and maybe think about betting a little differently just based on market movement, reading the market, line movement, historical data, contrarian, all that. But it's an honor to join just a great crew. It's just so many sharp guys at VSiN. I'm just truly thrilled to be a part of it. Throw me any questions. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. It is vsin.com/newsletter. It's free. You have no reason not to sign up for it. You like betting on sports, it's free. And hopefully we'll give you a couple wins along the way. Point Spread Weekly Magazine comes out midweek. So tons of nuggets there. It's only $9.99. Highly recommend that. Get on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, follow us at VSiN Live. I'm at Josh_insights. Twitter, people might dismiss it. I actually hooked my dad on the Twitter. He's big into sports, and now he can track everything and current events and all that. But create a Twitter, because Twitter is huge for sports bettors in particular. You've probably heard hashtag gambling Twitter. But it's all about the immediacy. You know, lines move, lines change, injuries, jumping on a line, jumping quickly before something moves. Twitter is just great for updates, especially for sports bettors. So if you don't have an account, you don't have to tweet. You don't have to tweet all day, all night. It's great to track current, you know, up to date stats, injuries, line moves, stuff like that. So make sure you get on Twitter. It's a great resource for bettors. And follow us at VSiN Live. But that's it, guys. Tomorrow, we're gonna break down all of the opening lines for the NFL Week 5. I also want to get into Major League Baseball because we have. Starting our wild card games here. We have one tomorrow, Milwaukee, Washington. Washington open as a -170 favorite. They're up to around -180. We got Scherzer against Woodruff. Can't wait to talk about that game. And then pretty soon we got basketball right around the corner, and we do have college football to talk about as well. But there you have it. First one is in the books. The VSiN Market Insights podcast. Write it down. September 30th, 2019, that's when the first one dropped, and hopefully it's the first of many. But thank you. On behalf of VSiN, thank you for listening, and we will catch you tomorrow. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.